The makers of Campbell Soup present George Burns and Gracie Allen, Tony Martin and Ken Niles, and Henry King in this music.
My sugar takes me with a grain of salt.
Meanwhile, this is Ken Niles. You know, I've been getting a lot of letters lately since I've been telling you about my extra special favorite, Campbell's Chicken Soup. I get many that read like this. What you say about Campbell's Chicken Soup is absolutely true. I'm through making chicken soup at home now that I can have just as good, if not better, soup by asking for Campbell's. True? Why, of course it is. And I know good chicken soup myself, so I can tell you why Campbell's has been the soup sensation of the year, and why women are buying three times as much as they did a short while ago. Now, this is why. It's that glorious, delicious chicken flavor. The through and through chicken richness. The golden, glistening color. The snowy rice and delightful seasoning. And the pieces of tender chicken meat, too. Just like the best homemade chicken soup you ever tasted. That's why. And you can have it any time you wish simply by asking your grocer for Campbell's Chicken Soup. Why not do that tomorrow? And here are George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Thank you very much. Well, Gracie, say hello to everybody.
Yeah, hello, Tony.
Hello, Tony. That's everybody?
Well, everybody that matters, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I think I know what you mean.
Well, never mind saying hello to us, Gracie. I know you're very busy these days. By the way, have you got your Christmas shopping done?
My Christmas shopping, Ken? Oh, sure, it's all done except buying the presents.
Gracie, why don't you buy your Christmas presents after Christmas?
Well, that's what I'm going to do. On account of you don't know what people need until the day after Christmas.
I know I'm heading for a headache.
Now, for instance, after I get a present from a girlfriend, I can tell what she needs.
Mm.
Now, if she gives me a handbag, then I know she doesn't need a handbag. Because if she needed a handbag, then why did she give it to me?
That's a good idea.
I know. I made it up.
You ought to have it stuffed.
I have it stuffed what? The handbag?
No, your head.
Oh. I don't get it.
You don't, huh? Henry.
You look at my face and you do not know who she is?
Henry, that was last week, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Can't
say,
step
Henry,
out of character.
Henry, what are you going to give the boys in your band for Christmas?
Oh, I don't know, Gracie. What do you suggest?
Music lessons.
Not a bad idea. Good idea. Gracie, what are you going to give me for Christmas?
Well, George, did you see those star sapphire cufflinks down at the jewelers?
You mean the ones set in platinum?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think Tony Martin would like them?
You're giving Tony Martin star sapphire cufflinks? What about me?
Oh, I think he'd rather have cufflinks.
Cufflinks?
Cufflinks.
You mean cut glass. Well, you do,
It's awfully sweet of you, Gracie. But Alice Faye bought me some cufflinks for my birthday.
Copycat.
Hello. Who? Oh, just a minute. Gracie, a phone call for you, and the party says it's very important.
Oh, well, it's probably the sponsor.
Oh, the sponsor?
I guess he wants to know whether Tony Martin is through this week or next week.
Never mind about Tony. Just answer the phone.
All right. Hello, Mr. Chicken Soup.
Mr. Chicken Soup?
The quiet
one. It's your first name.
What's that?
Sam Chicken Soup.
It's who? Now, you'll have to to speak clearly. I don't recognize your voice. No, I don't remember meeting you. No, you must have the wrong party. No.
Will you let me answer the phone? Hello. Who? Just a minute, Gracie, it's your mother.
Yes. Oh! Oh, hello, Mother. I didn't know you were sponsoring this program.
If it's your mother, she's probably sponsoring a pat of cell for your daddy.
Now, please, Judge. Mother can't hear what she's saying.
She's lucky.
What? No, that was George Burns, Mother. George Burns. No, Burns. Look, Mother, if you light a match to the gas stove, what does it do? Oh, nothing? Oh, the gas is shut off?
Gracie, find out what she wants.
What, Mother? Oh, you're wrapping the Christmas presents. Oh, goody. What's that? Oh, you want to know whether you should wrap them now or wait until you buy the presents?
Gracie, don't make a quick decision. That takes a lot of thought.
Oh, not for me, Gordon. What, Mother? Oh, you don't know whether to buy the presents now or wait until you get money?
That's an idea. I think she'd better wait a little bit.
Well, Mother, why don't you borrow the money till Daddy gets home? What? Oh, nobody will loan you the money for 20 years. Oh.
Why don't you tell her to ask the warden, Gracie? Yeah,
well, goodbye. Oh, by the way, Mother, how's Unky today? He's still dead, huh? Well, that's good. Goodbye.
Well, that was a nice hunk of dialogue.
Now, where was I?
You were in a jewelry store picking out cufflinks for Tony Martin that Alice Faye has already picked out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
George, the next time I see Caruso, remind me to ask him if he'd like to sing on this program.
Hmm. Gracie, Caruso is dead.
Well, all right, then you ask him.
Look, there's one thing I'd like to explain to you. Tony Martin doesn't feel like coming up here at night and making love after making love at the studio all day.
Thanks, George.
You're welcome.
Now, Gracie, this morning I spent the entire morning kissing Simone.
Oh, the poor kid. You must be tired. Take me in your arms and tell me all about it, Tony.
Yeah, he's all in.
Well, I rehearsed a love scene with her 20 times.
Oh, what you need is a rest, Tony. Let me sit in your lap.
Tony, so Simone kissed you 20 times. I'd like to do that.
Well, go ahead, George. I'll hold them for you, and then you can hold them for me.
Tony, why don't you get Gracie into one of your pictures?
I'll bet I'd be great as a heroine.
Yeah, because heroin is a dope.
And after kissing Simone all afternoon, I did nothing but hug and kiss Janet Gaynor.
You spent all morning making love to Simone, and all afternoon hugging and kissing Janet Gaynor?
Yeah.
Oh, just my luck to be on the night shift.
Day is ending and the sun descending in the west once more. Night is falling, I can hear love calling on the dear old city shore. Everybody knows that it's just a muddy river, but it seems like heaven on high. When the moon is shining bright, let me dream away the night where the lazy river goes by. Go away, let us be just the river, you and me. Everything is still all along the Mississippi. Ain't no one happy as I. Oh, I never want to roam. Let me live and make my home where the lazy river goes by.
Hang on out, Henry. Come on, get on those black and white. Trust me on that. Yes, he is.
Everybody knows that it's just a muddy river, but it seems like heaven on high. When the moon is shining bright, let me dream away the night where the lazy river goes by. Get you away, let us be just the river, you and me. everything is still all along the Mississippi. Ain't no one as happy as I. Oh, I never want to roam. Let me live and make my home where the lazy river goes by. Where the lazy, lazy river goes by.
From the picture with a banjo on my knee. Tony, you're swell.
Thanks, George.
Well, Gracie, how did you like Tony Martin?
Oh, I think he's beautiful.
Yeah, he's pretty. You know, Gracie, what do you want Santa Claus to give you for Christmas? Would a stocking hold all you want?
Well, no, but a pair of Tony Martin socks would.
I say. Well, that's if he's got a pair of socks.
Yeah. Well, now just think. 2 more days and it'll be December 25th.
Yeah.
And a week later, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
7 weeks from then was his birthday. Mm. 5 months after that, 4th of July.
Well.
Half of next year gone already, and it isn't even Christmas yet.
Mm.
Time certainly flies, don't you think so?
Yes, I think so. Gracie, you forgot April Fool's.
I'm coming to you, Judge.
Thank you.
Thank you. As some people like Christmas, but personally, I like Labor Day much better than Easter on account of the Christmas trees.
Mm. You have Christmas trees on Labor Day?
Mm-hmm.
Then what will you have on Christmas?
Well, I'll take the same as you do, George. Only more ginger ale in mine.
I don't know what you're doing for Christmas, but I'm having a poor family for dinner.
Well, that's nice. We're having turkey.
Well, that's kind of different. Chicken stuffing,
yes. Yeah.
A little bit of turkey stuffing.
You know...
Let me talk.
Oh, yes. If it weren't for one thing, I could sit under the mistletoe and kiss Tony Martin to my heart's content.
Mm, and what's the one thing?
Well, who wants to spend a dime for mistletoe?
Mm. Well, Tony, Gracie's got a man on.
Gracie, let's cut that out. I don't want to start talking about kissing the minute I get down to work.
Well, that's what I say. Let's cut out the talking and get down to work.
In the first place, kissing is unhealthy. Isn't that right, Henry?
I don't know.
You don't know? You've never been kissed?
I've never been sick.
Is that so? Are you shaking through me? Because you look bad.
Tony Martin, I'm going to teach you a lesson.
You mean you're going to fire me off this program?
Oh, worse than that. I'm going to make you act in my Christmas play. And I'm going to do it sometime pretty soon, right now.
Are you going to do a Christmas play sometime pretty soon, right now?
Yeah, almost quicker than immediately.
Well, let's not act hastily.
Oh.
Well, I think that's going to be swell, Gracie. Is it another historical play?
No, Ken. It's just sort of a kind of a special Christmas play I wrote called Dickens' Christmas Carol.
Oh. I must be wrong. I thought Dickens' Christmas Carol was written by Dickens.
That's what he thought, too.
That's what who thought, Dickens?
No, Carol. Christmas Carol.
Well, yeah, I know him very well. A tall fellow with a face, he
said. Well, don't be silly, George. Christmas Carol isn't a hymn. It's a harp.
A harp?
Belle Carol's sister.
Oh, Belle Carol's sister, yes. Very cute, too. Gracie, who's who in the screwy play of yours?
You, George, you're playing the part of Scrooge, the stingy old miser.
Well, I don't think I'll be able to read the script because miser's sore.
Yeah, hold on, please.
I knew it was bad. I didn't like it. Oh, I got that. All right, so I'm Scrooge.
Yeah, but we'll call you Scroogey Poogey.
Scroogey Poogey.
And boy.
Yeah.
Boy, you play the three ghosts.
The three ghosts, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. This is a ghost-to-ghost program, huh?
That's right, Ken. The Pacific Ghost, the Atlantic Ghost, and it just goes to show you.
And we all act in this play, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know the play, Gracie. We're the three ghosts that come to haunt Scrooge.
Right, Tony. Ken,
yeah?
You're the ghost of the past. Henry?
Yep.
You're the ghost of the present. And Tony?
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, Tony, you can't be the ghost of the future.
Why not?
Well, because the way you've been behaving, I'm afraid you haven't got a future on this program.
Oh, I see.
Do you follow me, Tony?
Yes, I follow you, Gracie.
Well, you better stop following me, Alice. They'll get awfully angry.
Mm. All right, Gracie, and what part do you play?
I'm Mrs. Fezziwig.
Mrs. Fezziwig?
Yes.
Who is Mrs. Fezziwig?
Well, she's the wife of Mr. Fezziwig and the mother of all their fuzzy little toupees.
Fuzzy little toupees. And what do you do in this play?
Well, as long as the boy's a ghost, I have to be the ghostess.
Ghostess? You mean you're a lady ghost?
No, a damn fool ghostess.
Henry, the music.
Henry Kingston's family. The family's in the sun.
Thank you.
just like I love you, were meant to be in a song. A phrase to be rhymed with about you, but I knew I was wrong when you came along. Oh, where have you been all my life? Now that I find you, my life will be so divine. Now that you are mine.
Talk on my favorite subject, Campbell's Chicken Soup. And if you can see the way Campbell's make it, you'd know why it's so extra delicious, just like the finest homemade chicken soup you ever tasted. Now, Campbell's use all the good tender meat of plump chickens, the kind of chicken you'd select for your own table. And they simmer the broth slowly until it's outstandingly delicious with chicken goodness. Outstandingly delicious flavor. That's what has made Campbell's Chicken Soup such a great favorite in so short a time. So much so that women everywhere are buying 3 times more than they did a short while ago. And the minute you taste it, I know you're going to be captivated, too. If you want to make an extra special hit for the family, just place before them Campbell's Chicken Soup. Don't put it off. Why not ask your grocer for it tomorrow? And now for Gracie Allen's masterpiece, Dickens' Christmas Carol. Conceived, written, directed, produced, released, presented, and sponsored by Gracie Allen.
Yeah, and I'm pretty, too.
Quiet.
Now, remember, George, you're Scrooge the Miser.
Yes.
All your life, you've hoarded jokes. And on Christmas Eve, the ghosts of the past, present, and future of radio come back to haunt you.
I see. They're still haunting for their jokes.
Yes. I'm
sorry.
And I'm Mrs. Fezziwig, the widow lady. And when the scene opens, you're at home in the attic, and I'm trying to get you to donate some jokes to the starving masters of ceremony.
Well, this is going to be a nice play.
Yes. Ken the Cat.
All right.
Ebenezer Scrooge, the mean old miser of the airwaves, George Burns. Mrs. Loudspeaker Fezziwig, the nitwit of the network, Gracie Allen. The ghost of the past.
Oh! Something he ate, I guess.
Ken Niles, the ghost of the present. Tony Martin, the ghost of the future. Henry King, time, midnight, Christmas Eve. Curtain.
Are you ready, ghost?
Yes.
Yeah. Music.
A haunting we will go. A haunting we will go. A haunting we will go.
Go ahead, Doug.
So this is Christmas Eve. Bah. And everybody is happy. I am not happy. They call me Ebenezer Scrooge, the joke miser. What fools people are to be happy on Christmas Eve. I sure feel sorry for all the poor masters of ceremonies on a cold night like this without a joke on their backs.
Scrooge, Scrooge, let me in. This is Mrs. Fezziwig.
Come in and close the door. Close the door. It's chilly outside.
Well, Scrooge Poogie, if I close the door, will it make it warmer outside?
It's a nasty snowstorm outside. I'm chilled to the bone.
Well, it serves you right for going without a hat.
That's very funny, Mrs. Fezziwig. I'll put that away with the rest of my jokes. Jokes. Shades of Al Jolson, Mrs. Fezziwig. Do you see this ghostly figure wrapped in a sheet?
Oh, yes, sir. It's either Mahatma Gandhi or a man without Mahatma coat and the vest.
Quiet. Speak, ghostly guest. Who are you? What brings you here?
Who am I? Where I play folks back in to hear my wife cracking on radio. I won renown. There's no use in guessing. My name I'm confessing.
Who?
The mayor of Texas.
Hey, Well, what brought you here?
I've come to haunt you, Scrooge, for stealing my jokes, you know?
You know? I don't believe you're ready, Candor. All I can see is an empty sheet.
Yeah, Eddie, where'd you park the carcass?
Don't haunt me, Eddie. I never need to sleep.
Oh, Eddie, I'm an old man. Look at me. I'm all bent over.
Yeah, from lifting everybody's joke.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hush,
hush.
You've stolen my best joke. I've got a goat in my house who hasn't got a nose.
Sleepy Hollow.
And who are you?
Dalal again. I'm the ghost of Jack Benny. Yeah.
Sounds like the ghost of Jack Benny. You don't look like Jack Benny.
Well, George, if you were dead as long as Tony Martin, you wouldn't look like Jack Benny either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Eddie Cantor. Well, Eddie, what are you doing all dressed up in a sheet?
Well, it's like this, Jack. This sheet is checked up down the high cost of living. By wearing a sheet, I don't have to buy a suit, a collar, or a necktie. When I come home at night in a sheet, I'm ready for bed. When I wake up in the morning, I'm already in a sheet. And instead of expensive cleaning and pressing bills, I can have my sheet washed for 22 cents a pound. Ha! And don't I have to look for a collar button? No, no. Ha-ha! You get it, Judy?
You're silly, Andrew.
Wonderful, Ken. You ought to be able to do an imitation of Hoppo Marx.
Well, the great thing, Hoppo Marx can't talk.
I know.
Great, what's Eddie Cantor got that I haven't got?
Five daughters.
Well, Buck Benny, what do you want?
Scrooge, I'm here to haunt you. You stole my joke, a joke that I originated, a joke that made me famous. We've got a goat at our house without a nose. How does it smell?
Terrible, Jack. I use it on my program, too.
Quick, Mrs. Fezziwig, the pencil. It sounds like a new one. Jokes, 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 jokes.
Ha, ha, ha.
Well, sort of a test. Well, who are you?
Good evening, folks. Welcome to Town Hall tonight.
Mr. Allen! Mr. Allen!
Well.
You cannot lead down with an elephant, as the man in the kosher butcher shop used to say. I hope to kiss a pig if it isn't Portland Fezziwig.
Nice work, Henry.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised myself. I must be a mimic.
What?
You must be a mimic.
You're a mimic? You mean you haven't any red corpuscles?
Well, Freddie Allen, have you come to haunt me about the goat at your house that hasn't got a nose?
No, not only am I a comedian, I'm a clever writer. I switched that joke. We've got a nose at our house that hasn't got a goat.
Some twist. A nose that's a nose without a goat?
Well, maybe it's Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante, the nose miser.
Oh, wait. We've got a ghost that's got a nose. But we've got a house that hasn't got a yard.
Well, if you've got a house that hasn't got a yard, how does the goat play?
Like Henry King.
The pencil. Jokes, jokes, jokes. What's that?
The ghost of Major Bo's gong.
Well, it didn't have a very good ring.
Well, you might. What do you want for nothing? The Westminster chime?
Oh, that's a very good joke, Mrs. Fezziwig, for this chime of the year.
Oh, careful, Scrooge. Giving away those jokes, they'll be calling you Good Chime Charlie.
Good Chime Charlie. That's a beauty.
Scrooge, before I go, can do me a few favors.
Yes, Jack Benny. What flavors would you like?
Strawberry, raspberry, orange, lemon, lime.
And Campbell chicken soup.
Thanks, Gracie.
You're welcome.
Well, goodbye, Jack Benny.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas to you.
Goodbye, and a merry living soon to you, too.
Well, Eddie Cantor, I've got every joke you ever used. I'm living on the fat of the land.
The fat of the land? Well, you must have Jack Bernard, too.
I've got him.
Well, I can't expect a joke from a miser like you, but I thought you might at least give me a little pun. Goodbye.
Oh, isn't that you, George? Eddie Cantor's got five daughters, and now he's looking for a little fun.
Jokes. Well, Freddie Allen, aren't you going back to town hall?
No, I'm going nuts.
Well, you're lucky, Fred. Everyone else has a long trip ahead of them.
Goodbye, Freddie.
Goodbye.
Tally ho! Tally ho!
Henry, the music. And now Gracie will sing I Love You from Coast to Coast. Sing it, Gracie.
I love you has been said in so many ways. It's hard to find something new. Till I tried and I managed to call in all praise. in praise of you. It's my ambition to audition for a swell radio post, just to tell you I love the love of you from coast to coast. It's not the money, in the honey, that I keep thinking of most. It's the chance to romance you from coast to coast. Sometimes I start to pour out my heart in writing, but through a mic the words sound more exciting. So if I get work on the network, honey, I'll sing you a toast. When I broadcast, I love you. I don't mean high fit. I don't mean Armstrong. I don't mean Henry. I mean some constant calls.
The makers of those fine candles invite you to listen in and laugh with George Burns and Basie Allen again next Wednesday. Meanwhile, remember that you can have the finest chicken soup you ever tasted simply by asking for Campbell's Chicken Soup. You'll find it to be the delicious, nourishing, old-fashioned kind.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Your station is KHJ, Don Lee, Los Angeles. Time signal courtesy Schaefer Pen and Pencil Company. Settle that perplexing Christmas gift problem with the genuine Schaefer dry-proof fountain pen desk set.